The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging. And to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the Best of the Names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun Alaikum and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on a special occasion. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's first Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. We express our condolences to all Muslims, especially Shia Muslims, brothers and sisters.
Tears stream and voices have gone. I want
Today, Monday, 21st of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As I told you, today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali, epitome of justice.
His last salat Ali led, Ali was struck on the head. We all shall miss you, oh Haydar, we all shall miss you. After he rose from sajda, Ali was stuck in Kufa. We all shall miss you, oh Haydar, we all shall miss you. Warrior of Khaybar, our leader Haydar.
There has died tonight a man who was the first among the early in good actions. Nor did any later or believers attain his level in good actions. He, peace be on him, has died on this night on which Prophet Jesus, son of Mary, was taken up to heaven, on which Joshua, son of Nun, the testamentary legatee of Prophet Moses, peace be on him, died. He has left behind no gold or silver, except 700 dirhams of his stipend, with which he was intending to procure a servant for his family. The words you hear are the tribute of a bereaved son to his departed father. This is how Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him, summed up the merits of the one and only commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, on whose martyrdom anniversary we are clad in black these days. Imam Ali, even in the last moments of his life, did not feel bitter nor neglected the commandment of Allah. By assassinating Imam Ali, they actually aimed at assassinating the message, the history, the culture, and the nation of Muslims embodied in the person of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. In doing so, the Islamic nation lost its guide of progress and at the most wondrous opportunity in its life after the Holy Prophet. Dear brothers and sisters, dear Shia brothers and sisters, accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Due to the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we are trying to talk about Imam, how Imam sees martyrdom, and how has Imam alayhi salam described his affection towards martyrdom. The last sentence is taken from the noble verse 9 of Surah Ali Imran. The beginning of the verse speaks of the reward for the righteous and concludes with the aforementioned sentence. What is mentioned in the latter part of this testament is what the commander of the faithful alayhi salam has stated numerous times in Nahjul Balagha and elsewhere. Imam alayhi salam, of course, has his own place, but even ordinary believers never fear death, especially if death is mixed with martyrdom in the way of Allah. Those who fear death either do not believe in life after death and consider death as the annihilation and end of everything, causing them terror, or they believe in life after death, but their record of deeds is so dark and grim that they know death will be the beginning of their distress and punishment. However, those who both believe in the hereafter and have a clean and illuminated record of deeds have no reason to fear death. Rather, as Imam Ali Islam mentions in Sermon 5 of Nahjul Balagha, their affection for death is greater than a sucking child's affection for its mother's breast. It is not without reason that according to famous narration, when Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim al-Muradi struck the noble forehead of Imam alayhi salam in the place of worship, Imam alayhi salam said, "Fuztu wa Rabb al-Ka'bah." By the Lord of Kaaba, I have been successful.
وكان من صفات أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه أنه يقرأ القرآن في كل ليلة يقرأ القرآن في آناء الليل وأطراف النهار قائما ليله
عليا تبثنا عليه علي طارقتنا عليه
أنه يقرأ القرآن أنه يقرأ القرآن
علي كل البشر في ذلك العلم علي كل البشر في ذلك العلم علي باركت
In this part, we listen a little about his personality. Imam Ali, in spite of his exalted position, is all humility when he addresses his Lord. Not an iota of significance does he attach to his outstanding achievements. They are all a mercy from his Creator. In himself, he sees only shortcomings and weaknesses for which he weeps till he becomes unconscious. Abu Darda relates that I heard Ali ibn Abi Talib reciting in a disconsolate voice, "There is no doubt that I have spent a good part of my life in your disobedience. Still, I do not hope for forgiveness from anyone but you, nor do I intend to please anyone except you. Oh, my real master, when I think of your mercy, the weight of my sins begins to feel light. But when I remember your severity, the load of the difficulties crush me." Abu Darara says, "When there was a silence after this, I moved forward and saw that Imam Ali had fallen unconscious. When I shook his arm, it seemed lifeless. I thought that my master Ali has passed away." Imam Ali says in Dua al-Kumail, "O Allah, the trials have increased and my condition has deteriorated and my good deeds are very few." Condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib.
A brave man was Ali, the lion of God Ali. He was Khayru Ali, he was Mawla Ali, he was Mawla Ali. Ya Ali, Ya Ali,
tonight we shall shed a tear for a man who's so dear. He'd been struck so severe. His Lord, he went with no fear. His Lord, he went with no fear.
A brave man was Ali, the lion of God Ali.
Dear brothers and sisters, in this part, we listen to a short part of Imam Ali's last will. Fear Allah in relation to your prayers. It is the pillar of your religion. Fear Allah in relation to His house. Do not abandon it. As long as you live, it you should do, that you would abandon your dignity. Persist in jihad in the cause of Allah with your money, your souls, and your tongue. Maintain communication and exchange of opinion among yourselves. Beware of disunity and enmity. Do not desist from promoting good deeds and cautioning against bad ones. Should you do that, the worst among you would be your leaders, and you will call upon Allah without response. O children of Abu Muttalib, do not shed the blood of the Muslims under the banner. The Imam has been assassinated. Only the assassin should be condemned to death. If I die of this stab of his, kill him with one similar stroke. Do not mutilate him. I have heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, say, mutilate not even a rabid dog.
Salam then headed towards Masjid al-Kufa. He was known as the father of the orphans whom he had supported and nourished all his life. Yet those steps to the mosque would be his last outside the house, and the orphans would now lose their father forever. He reached the mosque and recited the adhan. There was no house in Kufa except that it heard the voice of the commander of the faithful. He then went to wake people up whilst glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He reached a man by the name of Abdul Rahman ibn Muljam, who was sleeping on his stomach, hiding his sword underneath. Imam said to him, arise from the sleep that is despised by God. This is the sleep of the Satan. Then Imam said to him, you are about to do something that will cause the heavens and the earth to break apart and shake. Then he left. Imam Ali alayhi salam then walked towards the mihrab. He began the prayer. The wretched Ibn Muljam stood up, ran towards the Imam, and then hid himself behind a pillar in the mosque. He waited until Imam went down to prostration for the first ruk'ah. And when Imam just raised his head, Ibn Muljam struck him fiercely with his poison sword, splitting his holy head in two. Imam Ali alayhi salam then said, Bismillah wa billah wa ala millati rasulillah fustu wa rabbil ka'ba. In the name of Allah and by Allah and on the path of the Messenger of God, by the Lord of the Ka'ba, I have attained victory.
Fustu wa rabbil ka'ba.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for listening to this episode, and we should say goodbye to all of you. So at first we express our condolences on the martyrdom of a great man, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and then we ask you to keep us in your prayers and du'as on these precious moments. Fi amanillah.
Today is the death of my Imam. Because of this I will not be calm. Today is the death of my Imam. Because of this I will not be calm. When I am crying, my soul is shouting, today is the death of my Imam. Today is the death of my Imam.
This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily, round the clock, for listeners across the globe. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard by the internet, shortwave, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in the Indian subcontinent can listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave 31 meters, 9,650 kilohertz every day from 1520 to 1620 UTC. Also, our listeners in Southern Africa can tune in to the English service of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 25 meters, 11,880 kHz every day from 1920 to 2020 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our program via FM 91.5 MHz. You can also listen to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on IranSat or BAT 5 and IntelSat 39 and via the internet. Our internet address is pasttoday.ir/en. And now you can listen to Arabi English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about our audio quality and other means. Thank you.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. My heartly condolences on the Shahadat of Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. There's a lot of things can be said on this sad occasion. But I mentioned one ayah and one hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, from himself. The first thing, ayah from 25th surah, ayah number 30. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. In the day of Qiyamah, Prophet Muhammad will make a comment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will say that, O Prophet, O Allah, my qawm, my nation, my people made this Quran alone. They left this Quran behind, and they did not care about the Quran. I relate with this ayah a beautiful hadith which is from Amir al-Mu'mineen and narrated from Janabi Kulaini from the great book Usul-e-Kafi, volume number 8, page number 28. In this beautiful hadith, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, very beautiful hadith, Ali says, فَأَنَا الذِّكْرُ الَّذِي عَنْهُ ظَلْ. I was the dhikr, I was the speaking Quran, and people left us alone. وَالسَّبِيلُ الَّذِي عَنْهُ مَال. I was the track, I was the Sirat-e-Mustaqim, from where people just got to another exit and they did not follow our track. وَالْإِيمَانُ الَّذِي بِهِ كَفَرْ. I was the faith, and people did kufr on me. They knew it, that I am the everything of Rasulullah. In the bracket I say, there's a tons of sayings from Rasulullah regarding Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, which is not be told for any other Sahaba by Rasulullah. Impossible. Imam Ali was unique, and this is Imam Ali was reminding in this beautiful hadith. Imam Ali saying, I was the Iman, I was the faith, Allazi bihi kafar, and people became kafir on me, and they did kufr on me, and they did not accept me as their Imam, and they went to others and others and others. And then Imam Ali said, Wal Quran ulladhi iyahu hajar. I am the Quran people made me abandoned. They left me behind. I was that Quran. Quran says, The ayah says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مَهْجُورًا. O Prophet will say to Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, my nation left this Qur'an alone. They put this book behind their back. Imam Ali is saying, وَالْقُرْآنُ الَّذِي إِيَّهُ حَجَرْ. That is me. I was that Qur'an. People left me behind. And because people left Imam Ali alone and he was surrounded by some of his very noble, nice ashab like Salman al-Farsi, Abu Zar al-Ghaffari, Ammar, Miqdad, Misam, Rushayd al-Hajari or Rushayd al-Manaya. Just a small groups of true followers, true mu'mineen. And then the most of the people left Imam because of their dunya. And then Imam says in this beautiful hadith, وَالدِّينُ الَّذِي بِهِ كَذَّبْ. I was the religion, I was the true path. Deen means the way of living. The path of living. I was that religion. Well, وَالدِّينُ الَّذِي بِهِ كَذَّبْ. I was the religion. And people denied me. And people put me beside. And this beautiful hadith has a lot of deep message in it. Imam Ali says, فَأَنَذْذِكْرُ الَّذِي عَنْهُ ذَلْ وَالسَّبِيلُ الَّذِي عَنْهُ مَالْ وَإِيمَانُ الَّذِي بِهِ كَفَرْ وَالْقُرْآنُ الَّذِي إِيَّهُ حَجَرْ وَالدِّينُ الَّذِي بِهِ كَذَّبَ. InshaAllah, we are not going to leave Ahlul Bayt alone and we stay on there. Path, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم. Ramadan Kareem, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio right now. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem in the holy month of Ramadan. It's really, really emphasized and it's also very valuable, okay, to recite the Quran Kareem more than before in the holy month of Ramadan. Yes, we really welcome you all, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, to our Quranic session. Inshallah, today in this session we'll talk about Ayah 69, Surah Al-A'raf. On what page?
159.
Top of the page, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, all together with brother Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, we will listen to a recitation and then we'll come back and explain the tajweed rules and the tafsir points necessary ones. So, everyone, let's listen to the recitation now.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Awa'ajibtum an ja'akum dhikrun min rabbikum 'ala rajulin minkum liyunthirakum. واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح وزادكم في الخلق بسطة فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون.
That was a good recitation. Inshallah, I hope you've liked it. Was that good?
Yes.
So, let's practice how to recite this ayah beautifully. So, we should practice the
ayah.
Yeah, the tajweed rules.
Yes.
Necessary to learn in this ayah.
Yes.
أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَن جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ لِيُنذِرَكُمْ وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً فَاذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So, guys, this ayah is a beautiful ayah, the same as previous ayah we had in on page 158, ayah 63. أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَن جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ لِيُنذِرَكُمْ وَلِتَتَّقُوا وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَبُونَ. That was our prophet, Nuh alayhi salam, yeah?
Yes.
Related to prophet Nuh alayhi salam. This ayah is related to prophet Hud alayhi salam. Allah says, do you consider it odd that there should come to you, if there come to you a reminder from your Lord, through a man from among yourselves, so that he may warn you? Would you consider that as odd thing? And would you kind of get surprised and question why somebody like us from among us would be appointed to lead us, all right, to be a prophet? وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً. Remember when Allah Almighty made you successors, leaders after the people of Nuh alayhi salam, وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً, and increased you vastly in creation. فَذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So remember Allah's bounties so that you may be prosperous or felicitous. So, guys, this is a long ayah, beautiful ayah. Prophets are chosen from among the people. Why? If you know. Why prophets are chosen from among the people? Like human beings. Why not angels? So Allah could send us angels so we could accept Him better. If somebody from among us is chosen as prophet, maybe we will question God, why did you choose him as a prophet? Why you didn't choose me as a prophet? Allah could easily choose an angel. Why didn't He send us angels so that we didn't have this kind of...
That time we will ask question like, why an angel?
MashaAllah. The same question will be asked. Why Allah sends us an angel? An angel doesn't know about human beings. He doesn't know how... An angel does not know how I feel, how I understand, what I need. He's an angel. He's not a human being.
Human being, yeah.
So he's not well aware of my situation. How can he guide me? All right? We could ask this question. So at any case, it's human being questioning a lot. Don't pay attention to that. Okay? So, look, Allah Almighty chooses prophets from among the people to show, first and foremost, okay, that the guidance or perfection is possible. So prophets are perfect people.
Yes.
They are guided people. So guidance is possible. Look at them. They are human beings like you. And also prophets are chosen from among the people because they are well aware of the reality of the nature of the human being. Yes or no? They are human beings.
Yes.
Guys, refer to the Tafasir books. In the Tafasir books, you will find out a lot of beautiful points about this ayah. We consider this as enough. It's enough. So we'll move on to the Tajweed points.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَوَعَجِبْ جِبْتُمْ. In the previous session as well, we said, how do you pronounce this word?
أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ
أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ. There is something عجيب in this. What is that عجيب thing?
قَلْقَلَة
قَلْقَلَة. أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ عجيب جِبْتُمْ. You echo the sound of the letter. But how many letters are there that you can echo the sound? You should echo the sound of them based on Tajweed rules. In case they are sucking, like five. The letter ba is sucking. Yeah, five letters. Could you name them, please?
Yes, qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal.
Dal. Whenever they appear sucking, having a sukun sign, you should echo the sound, right?
Yes.
An jaakum, an jaakum, an.
Noon sakin.
Yeah. We mentioned some of these points in the previous sessions, so we no longer repeat them. جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم. From this part, we will explain. واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء. The mad is
واجب.
من بعد قوم نوح. من بعد حسين. من بعد. Is there any rule?
من بعد.
من بعد.
إقلاب.
إقلاب. إقلاب means
changing the sound of noon to a half meme.
All right, to a hidden meme or half meme sound. من بعد changes to مم بعد. Now hide the sound of مم. Pronounce it hiddenly, like as if you don't pronounce it completely. من بعد قوم نوح وزادكم. نوح وزادكم في الخلق بسطة. What is that sin doing on the top of Sad? Hassan, what does it say? What does that indicate? Seen on the top of Sot. How do you pronounce Sot? Basta, right?
Yes.
Listen, how do I read it? Basta.
Yes.
Pronounce it like a seen. So it says Sot is pronounced the same as seen here. Pronounce the sound of Sot like a seen. Basta. Simple. Smile sound. Smile. So, وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةٌ
بَسْطَةٌ
فَاذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. آلَاءَ فَاذْكُرُوا. The mad is not wajib, it's jais, you know that?
Yes. Yep.
Why is that jais?
Because the alif mad and the hamza.
Alif mad, are you sure? Fazkuru, we have alif mad?
Sorry.
The waw mad, you mean? The letter waw?
Hamza.
And the letter hamza, which is in the word ala.
They're in separate words.
In separate words, they are. So that's why the mad is jais. But in the word ala, ala is one word.
Yes.
So we have la, we have an alif mad. Ala ends with hamza. So they are in the same word. You've got to stretch the sound. Exactly. So, that's it. Very simple tajweed rules, but important ones. Now, time to apply these rules in our recitation. I will recite it once, and that will be all from us for today. Make sure Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser and also all our dear listeners repeat after me. All right?
Yes.
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَنْ جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ
مِنْكُمْ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِنْكُمْ لِيُنْذِرَكُمْ
أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَنْ جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِنْكُمْ لِيُنْذِرَكُمْ
واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح وزادكم في الخلق بسطة
واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح وزادكم في الخلق بسطة
فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون
فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, thank you for being with us till the end of this session. That's all from us for today. Ramadan Kareem. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. Brothers Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, thanks for being with us. Thanks to IRB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International Schools Network for cooperations. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-Tahirin.
Allahumma صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Ya Mawlai bi dhikrika 'asha qalbi
وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني فيا مولاي ويا مؤملي ويا منتهى سؤلي فرق بيني وبين الذنب المانع لي من لزوم طاعتك فإنما أسألك لقديم الرجاء فيك وعظيم الطمع منك الذي أوجبته على نفسك من الرأفة والرحمة.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were talking about this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza. يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني. Oh my master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight, and with prayers I hold communion with you, it benumbs the pain of fear that torments me. Regarding this part of the supplication, dear brothers and sisters, we have talked about the reality of remembrance. As you may have been previously with us, we have mentioned that peace of mind lies only in the remembrance of the Almighty Allah, because it is what the Holy Quran says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. The hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance. So when we say, يَا مَوْلَيْ بِذِكْرِكَ عَيْشَ قَلْبِي, this is exactly the exemplified version of that verse of the Holy Quran. This is what we mean when we say that most of the interpretations of the verses of the Holy Quran are reflected through the supplications of the infallibles. يَا مَوْلَيْ بِذِكْرِكَ عَيْشَ قَلْبِي. In your remembrance, my heart takes delight. وَبِمُنَاجَاتِكَ بَرَّتُ أَلَمَ الْخَوْفِ عَنِّي. And with your prayers, I can benumb the pains of fear that torment me. In the previous episodes, dear listeners, we have mentioned that one important feature of the heart is that it can correctly grasp the truth. We mentioned the different reasons and instances, but the other feature of the human heart is that it can become the temporary abode of anything or anyone, and it can turn into a fair which is unknown to man. If he only reflects for a few minutes and take note of whatever enters his heart, he will see that the tumult taking place in his heart is real. It exists, sometimes in a short devotional act, for example, a two-cycle prayer, a two-raka'a prayer. The mind is preoccupied with many things. Man is astonished as soon as he comes to his senses. How could I ever think about this and that? My life, my car, my house, my children, my wife, anything, any challenges, any difficulties. This is not only in wakefulness, as it is also present in sleep, and in sleep it is reflected as a dream.
لتكبروا The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
So this is the second feature of the heart. It will be the temporary abode of anything, of any thought. And man is surprised to see all these things come and go out of the heart. But the value of the heart lies and depends on that which enters it. As such, it sometimes falls and becomes as valueless as garbage, and at other times, it so ascends that becomes the throne of the All-Beneficent, the throne of Rahman. قلب المؤمن عرش الرحمن, one of the traditions says. The believer's heart is the throne of the All-Beneficent. Is the heart of a person who always thinks of wealth, livestock, and farm something other than garbage? Is the heart of the person who always thinks of this estate, that property, so-and-so house, trade, fraud, etc., something other than a real estate agency? If we describe the heart of a person who is preoccupied with his car and with his house and other people's stuff, are we exaggerating? Of course, we do not intend to say that the heart of man must not think about these. Of course, these blessings are meant for the human beings, for the true mu'min to make the most of. He has to use them. It is the Almighty Allah who has created the heart to be thinking about this stuff as well. But the point is, are these things eternal? The true heart must think about everything that makes him eternal. So one time, he can think about his property, his livestock, his wealth, as something that can make him eternal, and this is even the remembrance of Almighty Allah. Thinking about this stuff that are for the Almighty Allah's pleasure, and on the other hand, sometimes you think about this stuff that are not related to your eternal life. And this is what we call as something which is garbage. So, the heart can become the throne of the All-Beneficent. قلب المؤمن عرش الرحمن. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Your Jannah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life, Ya Allah, oh Allah. Be with me.
Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. For today's discussion, we have invited Sheikh Rouhani and a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom to answer questions related to Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, we know that according to Islamic calendar, we can say the last 10 days of the holy month of Ramadan are considered as Layali al-Ghad. I mean, three nights of these nights are remembered as Layali al-Ghad. Among the Shiites, 21st and 23rd of the month of Ramadan, and among the Ahlul Sunnah, 27th night of the month of Ramadan are considered as Laylatul Ghad. But the case is that sometimes, especially in recent years, the Islamic calendars differ in terms of the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan and the end of the holy month of Ramadan. For instance, they are one day earlier or later than the other countries, for instance, Iran and Iraq, or Saudi Arabia and Iraq. Saudi Arabia and Iran, for example, this Ramadan, Saudi Arabia claimed, we can't say Monday as the first day of the Ramadan, but it was Tuesday for the Iranians. So in this way, knowing the exact date of Laylatul Ghad, which is the most important night of the year, is different. For example, if it is the 23rd night of Ramadan, it would be the 22nd or the 24th night in the other countries. How is it possible that based on difference in Islamic calendar, our nights of Ghad are different too?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we should know that the Laylatul Qadr, according to the Sunni and Shia, let's say, narrations and scholars, what is for sure is this, that this Laylatul Qadr would be in the holy month of Ramadan.
Yes.
And it would be in the last decade of this holy month. Here we have a riwayat that this Laylatul Qadr is 21st or 23rd or 27th. These are mentioned, of course, in some of the riwayat. But the point is that when we say night of Qadr, does it only include, for example, the night time, not the daytime?
Uh-huh.
Or, for example, these whole 24 hours?